Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. Here we go, yo. So what, that scenario.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here, hump day. 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. Mark Schlereth is going to join us. Say some right up to the line stuff about some different NFL stories.
Yes.
Maybe over the lines, depending on who you ask. But we'll get his thoughts on the Falcons and the Bills and everything else going on in the NFL at 1:20, an hour away from the AMA, where we also will toe the line and answer your questions, anything you want to know. We'll get to the back page with Bo in just a minute.
And the more and more I'm looking at this running back from the Cardinals, he was in. It was touchdown. It looks like he's crossed the plane. It's close. But it does look like he crossed the plane.
Okay.
It does look like he crossed the plane. Because I know the coach got fired $100,000 by the team.
Right.
Yeah.
For going after him.
For going after him and everything like that.
Getting physical and everything like that.
But it does look like, you know.
Like he broke the plane before he dropped the ball?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It does. Now, it's barely.
Well, if you just hang on to it.
Go in the end zone and maybe do whatever these dances are nowadays. They so damn zesty nowadays with these damn end zone dances. Just spike the damn ball and flex. But damn, between the dances and the damn handshake where you interlock your fingers 14 different damn times. My kids, they all, they want to make up handshakes with daddy when I see them. Like, I guess they're getting too big for me to hug them and stuff like that. I don't care. I hug them all. Anyway.
Yeah. But, nice try. Get in here.
Yeah. So Sammy was like, hey, come on, dad. We're going to get a handshake. I'm like, cool, whatever, bro. And so we do slap. And then he start doing this, like, interlocking fingers and twisting all around like that. You know your daddy got raggedy ass hands. Like, I can't do all that interlocking of fingers and going up and down and all that other stuff, man.
Yeah.
But I was like,
arthritis does not.
It don't give.
Yeah, you can't
arthritis
be doing all that.
Arthritis don't give for handshakes.
You need an arthritis handshake.
Yeah, man. A pound. Give me a bag. But yeah, they
shake it out.
And so I was like, yeah, they do be doing all that. Going up in the air, bringing it down, twisting in and out, going up. I'm like, that's just too much.
Sometimes when I see people, like one teammate will have a handshake with like five or six different teammates. Like, that's – you got to
like, LeBron
great
has – he remembers the handshake back from Cleveland,
you
the first round.
You have
a
great memory.
Yeah, dog. Yes.
I don't know. I haven't had a lot of handshakes in my life, so maybe it's not that hard to remember them.
Yes.
But it just seems like that would take a lot of practice.
It seems like it would take a lot of damn practice. And then I'm like, when do y'all just sit down in your spare time in the locker room? Hey, man, come over here and get the handshake right.
Right. All right, we've done looking at tape. The game plan settled. We're going to win tomorrow.
Yeah.
Now come over here and start working on some hand stuff.
Yeah, let's go over here and get some of these handshakes, man.
Me and Lily have a handshake every morning when I drop her off. It's just a turtle high five.
What's a turtle high five?
Slow motion.
Oh, okay.
High five. So she has to sit there for a minute and tell me, I love you, Dad, before she leaves.
All right.
Just a little turtle high five, and then she's out. Then she's out the door.
Love it. Yeah. Love it. Very simple.
Yeah. Very simple. Very easy. Easy to remember. No finger stuff.
Yeah.
Don't have to do any of that.
Finger interlocking and all that other stuff. Let me go.
All right. Let's get
my finger go. Damn it.
Page with Bo. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Hello, Bo.
M's won yesterday, so they're up 2-1. We'll play today at 3 o'clock. Yankees won a thriller last night. Comeback game in an elimination scenario versus the Blue Jays.
We were actually just talking about that.
Yeah, because, you know, Aaron Judge, he's the captain, and he
finally got his moment.
Yeah, because he's been ass in the playoffs. Let's call it what
it is. Oh, is that right?
Yeah, he's been ass in the playoffs. And, they're waiting for his moment. Just beat he knocked the hell out of that damn ball.
It was awesome.
He knocked the hell out of that ball. You were saying he made a play in the field also.
He made a great play in the field.
The next inning, yeah.
He had a double earlier in the game because they were down 6-1 in that game. Like, it looked like they were about to get – and, like, there was a video of, I guess, Jazz Chisholm made a bad play and then the – camera caught him yawning.
Yeah.
So you know how people are.
Yeah,
but then he also hit the game-winning home run.
With the bat flip. So, with the awesome bat flip.
What a bat flip.
You call that a flip?
That's more like a tomahawk.
It's more like tomahawk. There you go. I was going to say he threw it.
Yeah.
That looked like he was throwing an axe into a freaking wall.
That was an axe throw, yeah.
He knocked the hell out of that ball.
Now, and then Judge had a great quote about it, too. He said, the ghosts blew it fair, which is such a cool, like, classic Yankees way of thinking about it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Now they're showing all the drop balls. From the players.
Why has it happened this many times?
Deshaun Jackson's was pretty damn funny.
He was the first one to do it.
That we can remember. Yeah, his was pretty damn funny.
Well, y'all are looking at that now?
They're showing it on TV.
Yeah, that's pretty damn funny, man.
Well, that's what he was probably thinking. Y'all got cameras down the goal line now?
Like, he tossed the hell at that damn ball,
too. That was like a Jazz Chisholm bat flip. Deshaun kicked it back to the 20.
He tossed the hell out that damn ball.
Man, that guy, prime Deshaun Jackson, so was
cold.
So fun.
So God, cold.
Four baseball games today for the last time in 2026, as every one of them could be an elimination game.
Thank you. So. Hurry up, get over with.
And then it'll be two baseball games. Hurry up, get over with. Most of the rest.
I'm salty still.
It is, yeah. I know what you mean.
Yep.
They brought back some of that for me because I was watching the Mariners game last night, and I was like, man,
I'm so salty because
the atmosphere in Detroit, like, that's what you want.
It is.
Playoff baseball is so great.
Yeah.
Sucks to not have it.
Very salty.
Yeah.
Speaking of things that are great. So, Jameis, man, is just always Jameis, even in a loss. So, here's a piece of audio of Jameis and DeMario Davis meeting up after the game. You know, Jameis played for the Saints for a couple years, so you know those guys love each other. They're both big in their faiths and whatnot. Freaking Jameis.
Hey, boy, I got so much love for you, dog.
Thank you. Every time I come here, I bring you a victory. You know what I'm saying?
I knew he was going to bring one. One thing I count on is my brother going to take care of me.
That's great.
All right, boy. I love you.
I love you, dog. Hey, keep shining.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, your light is shining bright.
Yeah, no doubt.
On that big stage, too.
So keep going.
I love it, dog.
Thank you, my
keep
boy.
It doing, bro.
I love you, man.
Keep leading.
That big stage in New York and the third string running back on the depth chart. I love it, man. You know I was going to bring you a victory every time I come here.
And Jameis was happy to bring him one.
Yes.
He was like, yeah, I had to do it, bring it down to you.
Hey, man.
Jameis' team. Now, he didn't play.
He didn't play, but I just – you know what, man?
Love that guy.
It's hard not to, man. It's hard not to. And I'm pretty sure on every team he's on, he's one of the most popular guys in the locker room.
He wouldn't have sounded like that had he been the quarterback, right?
Okay. No.
I would assume.
I don't know. Hell, I don't know either. Who knows?
He wouldn't have said that to him if he would have been.
He was the reason why the Saints got a victory. I would imagine.
Those three picks. It's like, I knew you were going to bring me a victory.
Yeah, that's wild. That's a funny ass dude, man.
Just try in your daily life to enjoy anything as much as Jameis Winston enjoys everything.
Everything.
Like, God, in a world where all people want to do is be negative and this and that. That man is so joyous.
So we've talked about Jameis possibly becoming a preacher after he's done with football.
He got to be something,
Would
man.
Would you not love Jameis coaching your kid in high school football?
Sure.
Or eighth grade,
sure.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Just coach. I think Jameis would make a great football coach, at least a great motivator.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. I mean, he's gonna have a lot of opportunities.
So from two people that love each other to two people that don't, or one of them's a group of people. I'm talking about Jerry Jones and Jets fans. So have y'all actually seen the video?
Yes. Mm-mm. I have.
I mean, Jerry flips off a Jets fan and then points at him. Like, he wanted to know that he was the guy that it was meant for.
That's for you.
Yes. He was like,
But this is my thing. All right. He flicks them off and they cheer.
And he's saying it's Cowboys fans. All right. So, look. So
now
you've
seen it
now.
That's very good.
So here's Jerry making the excuse of he threw the wrong finger. Like, why would you not just own it? It's only 250. Jerry's got $13 billion.
Yeah.
Right. Listen to this.
We were all excited about there wasn't any antagonistic issue or anything like that. I just put up the wrong show on the hand.
What did you think? It was like a thumbs up?
And I'm not kidding. It was, if you want to call it accidental, you can call it accidental. But it got straightened around pretty quick. I've had a chance to look at it. It got straightened around pretty quick. But the intention was thumbs up.
Really? I just made that up right there.
Everybody was jumping up and down excited.
He gets his finger stuck.
Maybe all those people old. In traffic are really trying to give you a thumbs up.
Jerry's old.
He can forget.
He probably don't got feeling in his fingers.
It takes a minute to get from the brain to the finger now, too.
It does. That's all.
He had a weird bird, though. He was like that.
Yeah.
I'm more like that.
Yeah.
I like the thumb out.
Are you a thumb out guy?
Are you a thumb out birder?
I'm a thumb out guy when I'm saying F you or I'm mad at you.
Yeah.
I'm a tuck thumb when I'm just having fun with you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that's how you know.
Yeah.
You get
that
thumb out.
You get the like, somebody,
Randy,
yeah,
you better
I'm,
be careful.
I'm messing with my boy or something, I give him the thumb in.
Okay.
But if I'm like, you, yeah.
Thumb in's a playful bird.
Yes.
Thumb out, you better look out.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
There you go.
Glad these cameras aren't in here.
We can flip the cameras off.
No,
can't we?
We can't,
we
man.
Can tell them what we're on. It would be on YouTube, right?
Isn't that a silly thing?
What?
Like that, you know? Who cares?
Oh, yeah.
I think the thumb is a more serious one. This is want every.
Well,
bit
then
of
in,
that
in Europe they like give you one
cold.
Of those, right? Isn't it one of those?
Do they throw a peace sign when they?
But
wanna?
It's not a peace sign.
Oh,
it's the same thing.
Two? Like
it's
oh,
all
two.
Arbitrary.
I
it
thought the
anything.
Bird was universal.
I thought it was too. Huh.
So I mean, that's that, right? Thumbs up is good. Pretty much in general, or
okay.
more, or turn the volume up.
Okay.
Right? That one's I'm number one. Anything else that you could do with that?
Sit your ass down with the
I just
point.
Want, oh, and the point,
yeah.
sure. Obviously, the bird. The pinky you pop out when you're being fancy or making fun of somebody.
Yes, would you say you drank?
What's the ring
or
finger
the pinky
got?
Swear with your kids.
Oh, the pinky swear.
Yeah, pinky swear with your
big
kids.
Big with little kids.
You know what a great thing to do, especially if your kids are in the car and you're in traffic? Because I don't flip people birds very often, but if somebody just like cuts me off with and in brakes or something like that. Give him the old thumbs down.
I'm a big thumbs down guy.
Bro.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's worse than a bird, man. I'm disappointed in you.
I boo my kids a lot.
Oh, God.
Like, I'm like a New York sports fan in my house.
I am definitely not a thumbs down guy.
Boo. Boo. Try again.
Definitely not.
Room's still dirty. Boo. Get back in there.
Might start trying that.
F minus on effort. Yeah. There's a lot of grades being thrown out.
Interesting.
So speaking of people that don't like each other,
I like to heckle
least,
my kids is what I'm saying.
I assume they don't. There's more to this Mark Sanchez and Perry Toll story. So apparently Perry Toll, who is the guy that stabbed Mark Sanchez, is now possibly in trouble with the company that he works for, Restaurant Technologies.
For stealing knives.
Nope. Because in his restaurant, in his work policies or their work like handbook or whatever.
Not allowed to have weapons.
There is language restricting the possession of weapons
while
performing work duties or on company property.
Wow.
He is a delivery driver. Why would you have anything restricting the, like, I get it. Like, you don't want an Uber driver or a FedEx guy just rolling down the road with a gun hanging out of the car or anything like that.
Yeah, but also,
how do you expect him to not have a knife or mace?
I bet a lot of drivers have something.
I'm sure they do.
Someone already hit Atlanta, Uber driver shot somebody.
Really?
Yeah.
That was at the Wahoo in Dunwoody.
What the hell is a damn Wahoo, man?
And why are you so excited?
And why
to
are
report
you so damn
crime?
Excited?
Because you guys ignored me when I brought that story up yesterday.
Oh,
you did?
On the radio?
Nope. Back in the office.
No, I remember that.
I don't. But that's what I'm saying.
I think Wahoo.
Thank you for proving the point.
I think
Wahoo is what cool people call Waffle House.
I've called it Wahoo for 20 years.
That's two decades.
And there's nobody cooler than Abe. There's nobody cooler than Abe.
Point proven.
Point proven. Wow.
I rest my case.
And real quick for y'all, here's a snippet of OBJ on the pivot saying, I didn't change anything in my diet.
Year 12, right? So in 12 years of me being tested out my coming to state, you know, the only time they wouldn't test me is if I was overseas.
They will.
And the first time I'm asking about testosterone, in which I haven't changed nothing. I'm not even built like that. Like, I'm built like my mama. Like,
huh.
Yeah.
Who was a six-time All-American track athlete at LSU.
Okay. Yeah.
So he starts asking about testosterone, but he says he never changed anything. So I'm thinking maybe, I don't know, he did kind of, I don't know.
I don't know, man, but I know one thing.
He's coming off like a shattered ankle and an ACL.
Them
so.
Damn P-men, they come get your ass. They will cut, no matter where
you come overseas now for you?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, anywhere.
Did they have any other part of their job other than just go around and get people's pee?
I don't know, dude. Pee tested. Like in, I was down at Mama's house coming up and got the call. It's a truck stop down there, right there where Mama is over there. It was like, well, was it Jefferson Pilot? Whatever it was, right there off exit 201. Yeah, in the bathroom.
Really, just showed up?
Yeah, because he was asking where he's in time. He was in Atlanta, and it was the off season. Off season, and damn it, I was like, I'm down here, Mama. High. I was like, you don't want to come down here all the way down to Mama. High. I'll meet you off the exit over here, and you know. Yeah, man, it don't matter, dog. They coming to get their urine sample.
They're gonna get it.
Yeah, such
whether it's at a truck stop and
don't matter.
You know, like, what form of randomness they use because they're supposed to be random, right? But it seem like a lot of players get tested.
Well,
over
I mean,
and over.
If you're in the program, then you're gonna get tested four times a month. You get tested 4 times a month.
So is that for somebody that's made an offense before?
Yes.
Is there's an actual pro?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Yes.
I just hope there's a good part of their job too. Is all I'm saying.
I'll tell you the worst one ever when I because they
bad job.
Before they changed it where they would like you got to pull your pants down to your knees and they have to stand there and like they stand there and watch. Before they would just sit back behind it. The best one is when
it got worse.
Yeah, the best one was the dudes were the old school dudes that would act like they couldn't stand to go and would have the P-Man would have to go in the stall with them while they. Oh, there's nothing funnier. Because they were actually, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know how much.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You'd have to pay me to do that job.
That's funnier.
I don't want that job.
Hey, the morning shift's going to be at Publix at Buckhead Landing Friday morning, so make sure y'all go down there and see the crew. Big Mike, Ally, Mac, and Bo. It's all brought to you by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Mark Schlereth going to join us at 1:20 as well. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.